For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. About a fifth of the state's kids live in poverty, which can affect their development into healthy adults. For this week's Illinois Issues in-depth report, we interview Maureen McKinney, who explores the issue of child poverty. Maureen, what is the extent of the problem?
I talk with the Voices for Illinois Children Project, which produces an annual report with the Annie E. Casey Foundation. It's called Kids Count, and what it reported this year is that Illinois ranked 25th in terms of economic well-being for children, which included stats like the number of children whose parents lack employment and the poverty rate. Here's what Anna Rowan, Kids Count Project Manager for Voices, had to say about it.
We have 19% of our kids in the whole state who are living in poverty, and that roughly is about over 500,000 of our state's kids. So it's a large number of kids that we really need to focus on getting them and their families out of poverty.
We just heard from Anna Rowan talking about the data, the number of kids in the state currently in poverty. Maureen, you were also able to talk to a woman, Kalia Phillips from Chicago, a mother of six who is struggling with poverty. What did she have to say about her situation?
Kalia told me that things are a bit easier now since she's moved out of a shelter with four of her children into an apartment in Bronzeville, a neighborhood in the south side of Chicago. But still, she has no other income than food stamps, so it's really difficult for her to buy basic necessities for her children, even like gym shoes.
It was hard to, like, get them track shoes or whatever, and they were running, like, they old shoes from, like, 2 or 3 years ago, but they were still running races and stuff, and it's, like, it's very hard right now.
That was Kalia Phillips describing some of the difficulties she's encountered. Maureen, did you speak to anyone else about how poverty affects children as they grow?
I spoke with Christina Passion-Zayas, who is policy director for the Erickson Institute, which runs a graduate school in Chicago that focuses on child development. She pointed out that while she believes you can't make a direct correlation to brain development and poverty, the difficulty in obtaining services for poor families can lead to delays. Here's what she had to say about that.
One of the quotes I love is that being poor is really expensive. And so that when you think about what families have to pay for, goods, services, and access, the cost is far more for them in proportion to their income than it is for a middle class or more affluent family. And so naturally, that is going to inhibit their access to services and resources that are absolutely necessary to mitigate the effects of poverty.
And those services she talked about can include early childhood and health needs.
Has the budget crisis impacted the situation? Has it been made worse? What was your take on that?
Yes, the poverty numbers I talked about are actually from 2015. So the impasse had just started at that point. Services for impoverished families had to be cut when payments for the state were delayed. And one report by the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless showed that 90% of shelters had to take measures like limiting their intake of new clients, cutting services, and some even had to close. And Anna Rowan of Voices pointed out that the poverty numbers are for Illinois haven't improved since the end of the Great Recession.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.